Hello and welcome to Poetry Soup. I'm your host, Emma Catherine Hoff. Each episode, I'll discuss a different poem and poet. In this episode, I'll be talking about the human race, which is apparently no end of fun. The great Polish poet Wisława Zamborska once said, "I prefer the absurdity of writing poems to the absurdity of not writing poems." Lucky for her, she has written many amazing poems, and today I'll be talking about one of her best works, titled No End of Fun. Wisława Zamborska was born on July 2nd, 1923 in Prawan Poznan Voivodeship, Poland, which is now Kornik, Poland. When her father died, her family moved to Toruń and then Krakow, where she spent the rest of her life. Wisława Zamborska was a staff member of a literary review magazine called Życie Literacki, which means literary life. She was a poet, essayist, and translator. In 1996, she was given the Nobel Prize in Literature. Much of her work is centered around history and war. For example, in her poem, Hitler's First Photograph, she ironically uses ultra-sweet language to describe Adolf Hitler as a baby. Now I'm going to read No End of Fun. In the satirical poem, you learn how strange humans are, and how, in some cases, we are to be pitied. So he's got to have happiness. He's got to have truth, too. He's got to have eternity. Did you ever? He has only just learned to tell dreams from waking, only just realized that he is he, only just whittled with his hand a fin, a flint, a rocket ship, easily drowned in the ocean's teaspoon, not even funny enough to tickle the void, sees only with his eyes, hears only with his ears. His speech's personal best is a conditional. He uses his reason to pick holes in reason. In short, he's next to no one, but his head's full of freedom, omniscience, and the being beyond his foolish meat. Did you ever? For he does apparently exist. He genuinely came to be beneath one of the more parochial stars. He's lively and quite active in his fashion. His capacity for wonder is well advanced for a crystal's deviant descendant. And considering his difficult childhood spent kowtowing to the herd's needs, he's already quite an individual indeed. Did you ever? Carry on then, if only for the moment that it takes a tiny galaxy to blink. One wonders what will become of him, since he does, in fact, seem to be. And as far as being goes, he really tries quite hard. Quite hard indeed, one must admit. With that ring in his nose, with that toga, that sweater. He's no end of fun, for all you say. Poor little beggar. A human, if ever we saw one. No End of Fun is the last poem in Zamborska's 1967 collection by the same name. Zamborska begins her poem by talking about how the humans desire so much. She writes how humans want everything. Happiness, truth, and eternity. The ironic outside narrator, who is both Zamborska and some sort of extraterrestrial being, uses the words, "Did you ever?" 3 times throughout the poem to express disgust and surprise. This narrator appreciates the humans in the confines of their foolishness. The humans are like the country bumpkins of the universe, born beneath one of the more parochial stars. Zamborska repeats the exclamation of, "Did you ever?" 3 times in her poem. Then, in the end, she switches to, "If ever we saw one," reinforcing the feeling of shock that we feel in the poem. How is it possible for us to even exist? She also comments on how young the human race really is, how quickly it will end, and how ignorant it is. According to Zamborska, man has only just learned to tell dreams from waking. Zamborska also writes, "A flint, a rocket ship, easily drowned in the ocean's teaspoon, not even funny enough to tickle the void." She shows that we've evolved so quickly, and yet we have so much more to explore and to do. She skips quickly through time here, and in the line, "with that ring in his nose, with that toga, that sweater." Primitive man, ancient man, and modern man. The narrator uses this line to prove how old and wise it is. According to the cynical creature, human lifespans are so short, you almost feel bad for them. The title of this poem is No End of Fun, And yet, the poem is about how the human race will end. It is almost like humanity is judging itself, and Zimborska is judging us, too. This poem makes us feel uncomfortable. Most people would rather not think about these things. The poem is funny, but it's also depressing. Zimborska shows that, compared to the rest of the universe, we're really small and young, and that there could always be something out there that's laughing at us. That was No End of Fun by Wisława Zimborska. Maybe one day you'll meet a cynical alien just like the one she describes. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Poetry Soup, and I'll see you soon with the next one.